Shalom Aleichem, we continue to learn the Sefer Orchos Yosher, the Musar Sefer of Rochan Kanievsky, Sefer Tzadik Livracha, in the days following his passing. Chazal tell us that tzaddikim af b'misasa nikru chayim, that tzaddikim, even when they are no longer with us, they are still referred to as chayim, as alive. And we keep the words of Reb Chaim alive through learning and living his Divrei Elokim Chaim, learning his Sefer Orchos Yosher here during his Shloshim. And we're up to the fifth parak, which is a very unique parak. Reb Chaim until now has been discussing broader concepts such as emes, and bittul Torah, chesed, and the like. But here in parak chamishi, Reb Chaim discusses a very specific and seemingly strange concept. I believe Reb Chaim alludes to, both explicitly and implicitly, a broader message that is particularly relevant and meaningful. The fifth parak is titled Hadras Panim, the glory of the face. And in it, he discusses the value for a Jewish man to grow a beard. It begins with the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, where it says, Hadras Panim Zakin, that the glory of a person's face comes from their beard. He notes that in earlier generations, B'chol Hadoros Hayazeh Bizayon Gadol was a great disgrace, Mishalo Hayalo Zakin, someone who did not have a beard, V'rak Bedoros Hachronim, only in later generations, Hizchilu, only in later generations did people begin disgracing this practice. Reb Chaim refers to many previous Gedolim who spoke against shaving, including the Chafetz Chaim, including his uncle the Chazan Ish, including his father the Stipler. And Reb Chaim argues not only against removing one's beard with a razor, which is strictly forbidden, but even removing one's hair with scissors, and even removing with an acid-based lotion that used to be very common. In fact, he brings a humorous line from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish argues that perhaps this type of lotion that removed one's hair, facial hair, while it might not be strictly forbidden, hasam in eno sam hamaves, that perhaps this lotion is not a lotion of death, eno gam sam chayim. It is certainly not a potion of life either. Hashkafically, Reb Chaim quotes a passage, a few lines from the Chafetz Chaim, where the Chafetz Chaim writes, "V'nachol nizar shalo asapra azakin," that it is proper for a person to not cut off their beard. And he writes, based on Kabbalah, shezat oker tzinaros ha-kedusha milamala, that this uproots pipelines of kedusha, spiritual pipelines that bring kedusha from higher places to the lower places. And he writes that our forefathers used to be very careful to make sure that they would have a beard. And that certainly today, when so many people are cutting off their beard, one should be careful to grow one. And in order to show, a very important line, he writes that the Hainu Laharos Lifnei HaKol, to show in front of everyone, Shin HaMitzvos SheTzivsa Torah LeHitzdayin Bazeh HaIsh Yehudi, that any mitzvah that the Torah commands us to fulfill is Chaviv Etzlinu, is beloved upon us, V'ein Anu Mispaishin Bahem Chas V'Shalom, and we are not embarrassed by them Chas V'Shalom. And this specific topic of growing a beard was something Reb Chaim was very passionate about. Many who visited Reb Chaim were instructed by him, in fact, to grow a beard. Rabbi Wiederblank pointed out that Reb Chaim already had a beard when he was single, which at the time Reb Chaim was a bachur was extremely uncommon, significantly more uncommon than it is today for someone to have a beard before they got married. I believe that regardless of our individual approach on this specific topic of growing a beard, I believe there's a very relevant and meaningful message for us all. Reb Chaim himself was unique and developed his own unique approach both in his Lima Torah and his Hanhagos, his practices, and he performed them with conviction and with confidence. And I thought of the Ramah in his opening statement to Or HaChaim in Siman Aleph Sif Aleph. He writes that when one is performing his Avodas Hashem, Ayispayish Mipnei B'nei Adam Hamal'igin Alav, and one should not be embarrassed from the people who perhaps make fun of him in the practices that he does. And in the words of the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, I believe Reb Chaim embodied these, that he was Oseh Emes B'meshu Emes. He did what he felt was right because it was right. And even if that was not standard or typical, he was confident in this approach. And in this way, specifically with regards to growing a beard, but I think more broadly, in all areas of Avodas Hashem, Reb Chaim led by example by performing Lerotzon Hashem with his confidence and with his conviction, in a way that was unapologetic, showing that the mitzvos are beloved to us and not chas v'shalom, a source of embarrassment. Through this, may we be inspired to learn Torah and perform mitzvos with confidence and conviction. In the words of the Rambam, to be osa ha'emes b'mnei shehu emes.